737 MAX is used by American Airlines, and that is the only airline flying into Barbados which uses that type of aircraft. American has about 26 of them in operation, and they have confirmed that at least until the 24th of March, those planes will be grounded so as to ensure that a proper diagnostic of them is done. There's one aircraft which is actually grounded in Barbados, so that when once the diagnostics are completed, then a technical team will be flown down here, and in the interim period, we have placed it on a stand where it will remain for the indefinite future. With regard to the services into Barbados, we obviously would have been using them out of Miami. Where we now are is that we have had dialogue with American. They have confirmed that Barbados will now be down to two flights a day. In terms of getting people off of Barbados, we are using the Charlotte flight, because remember, we also now have a daily flight from Charlotte to Barbados and back. And as best as is possible, we are using that as the feeder. If that is taking too long, depending on the load factor of that flight, then we may have to work in conjunction with JetBlue in order to get people back up to the United States.